My God, I don't think we've had a day like this in our country in a long, long time. And like you said, when we sort of came on the screen tonight, I don't even know where to start, really. I mean, I don't even know where to start.
The last 24, 48 hours has been really, it's been accelerating hard.
It's volatile, and that's the word I can use. Let me just go ahead and get the markets out of the way. The markets took its worst nosedive since the financial crisis of 2008, nearly 2,000 points. They even shut the markets down this morning for a few minutes because of the, they were scared this thing was going to, I mean, I think I understand that there were automatic protections in the market that it does that anyway. And I want to just say this before we get going tonight, folks. The purpose of the SmackDown tonight, probably more so than any show we've ever done, is to promote faith and not fear. There is so much fear right now that is fanning a lot of this stuff that's going on. And I don't back down from saying that. I feel that the virus is real. I do. It's certainly dangerous for thousands in other countries. Our nation has seen about 20, 24 deaths, something like that. But it just seems like even believers are getting caught up in this hysteria. And I don't know how it is down where Mark's at. I mean, we've literally got Walmarts and Costcos and Targets with people running on the stores to get toilet paper, wipes. I mean, this is like we've had a threat of a nuclear war. And I'm not trying to liken that to this, but it, the fear that is being generated to me is worse than the virus. And this market sell-off today was built in fear because, yes, there was an oil drop, and a lot of it was based because the oil market went down. The Saudis cut their production today, and investors went running for the hills. But the headlines today is literally the Corona's fear virus rocks stocks. Mark, buddy, I mean, I know there's some other underlying reasons for what's going on here. We're shaking. We're having that shaking that we've been talking about for many months now. And the people of God, the people are looking at us to be that stable voice and that stable force in the earth right now. And we've got to be. And this is one of those times that we cannot get caught up in the hysteria and realize that God is in control. He's not. He gives man free will, but God knows this from the beginning to the end, and he knows what happened, what caused this thing. He knows where it can be stopped, and we have got to stop getting caught up in the world's hysteria. If we don't, I think worse things are coming. Now, that's my practical take on it. I know there's a prophetic end to this, and I'm going to turn it over to you and let you share your thoughts on this, but we've got to have some faith out here tonight. We walk by faith. We don't walk by fear.
Well, and here's the thing, is that what you see going on globally right now is what Florida goes through every single time we have a hurricane. Everything gets ripped off the shelves. You've got this panic that ensues a lot of times. If it's going to be really bad, they go out, they grab these things to prepare. And rightly so, because, I mean, you know, at times in Florida, we could be without power for 4 and 5 weeks at a time. Some people are without for a month or two, depending on how bad they're hit. But this is what we go through in Florida. So Florida's probably handling this probably better probably than anybody else just because of that. Now, here's the thing with the coronavirus. There's a lot going on with the coronavirus. Italy just shut down their entire country pretty much. Israel is shutting down their country as far as incoming people. You're going to be automatically quarantined. You're seeing the senators now are starting to self-quarantine. We've had Ted Cruz self-quarantine now.
Yes.
We've had Matt Gaetz, who was on Air Force One today, self-quarantined. So there's a couple of things I think is going on here that people need to understand, is that this coronavirus is not as bad as what they're saying. Even the president tweeted out, more people get the flu every year than the coronavirus.
Absolutely.
So here's the thing, guys. We've learned through Q. We've learned through all of these things, all this time. We've got the prophetic words that God's given us of what the end result of this is going to be. I think what they're using, I could be wrong, but they're using this coronavirus as a cover to go in, shut places down, and go in and start making arrests. Now, I could be wrong on this, okay? But it just seems to me, are they pulling these guys out like Matt Gaetz? Are they getting them out of D.C. for a reason? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because they're talking about maybe possibly shutting Congress down, and Pelosi saying, no, we're not shutting it down right now. That's up to the security of Congress or whoever it is, the position of Congress. And so there's a couple of scenarios that could play out here. They're pulling these guys out of D.C. right now, the good guys, and before they lock D.C. down, possibly, and go in and really start arresting people. I don't know. Or could they be sending these guys home, and then they lock D.C. down, that way it's secure, and then they go get these guys to their houses? I don't know. I have no clue. But I do think this. The coronavirus is not any worse than what the flu has been. The flu has been worse at times.
Way worse.
And so people are reading into this way too much. Now, I'm not saying people that listen to us are doing that, because we've got people that listen to us and they listen to what God has been saying. God has been warning that the pinnacle of this fight is coming. This is what this show was designed to do from the very beginning, from the onset, was to educate people, to get people up to speed as to where God was going with this. And so now we're getting into the heat of the battle here, guys. We're coming to the heat of this thing. And so, you know, and I'll get into oil in just a second. But the corona thing, I believe, is a front. It's a cover.
Interesting, Mark.
As an excuse to be able to lock stuff down and go in and get some of these people out of here, guys. This, to me, is a good thing. Now, Q has warned there's going to be 10 days of darkness or 14 days of darkness, whatever it was. I can't remember what it was now. Or 3 days of darkness. I don't know. One of the numbers. Don't quote me on that. But whatever it is, we have been warning, and God has been telling people on this show for a long time, get a couple of weeks worth of food stocked up. We've been saying this for months and months. We've been saying this. Get about 10 days or 2 weeks worth of food for you and your family, because if they do declare martial law or they lock it down at some point to make these arrests, you're going to have enough food to sustain you and your family through the martial law or whatever it is they're going to do. So, you know, what better way, Chris, what better way? Because the Lord's also been warning that there were civil unrest coming with these arrests.
Yes.
What better way to keep the civil unrest off the streets?
Keep it locked down.
Than to pose a pandemic and work under the guise of a pandemic or this coronavirus? Because nobody's going to want to have contact with anybody at this point. It'll keep people off the streets. Am I saying that's what's going on? That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying we have to look at a bunch of different scenarios here, because we really don't know what the plan is. But the thing I want people to take away from this is be on the positive side, keeping the faith, because God has a plan. The president and his administration have a plan.
Yes,
he's got the plan. He's been saying all along that there's a plan in place. Trust the plan. And we just got to trust God's plan right now to play out. Now, this leads in to all this other stuff with the stock market. Why are they doing the stock market like this? Why did it take a dump 2,000 points almost today? Well, because could this be the start of going back to the gold standard and shutting the Fed down? I don't know. Is it going to crash, or are we going to have a depression? No. Well, I don't believe we're going to have a depression. I don't think they're not going to let that happen. Can we, like I've said for months and months, people have been asking me, or is it going to have a reset? Is it going to crash? Yeah, we're going to have a reset probably. You know, we're already seeing this reset taking place. But the stock market's so high now. So again, don't panic. This is all part of the plan, especially if they're going to go after the Fed. Now, I don't know if that's what they're doing yet. I'm not 100% because we don't know the timing on all of this, okay? Now, which leads me into the oil, okay? Saudi Arabia goes over there. They shut down Saudi Arabia,
exactly
parts
right.
of Saudi Arabia. There's an attempted coup on the prince over there,
yep.
And they start arresting people. Now, let me tell you something about Saudi Arabia. You get arrested in Saudi Arabia, you're going to get beheaded quick. here in the States where you're going to sit and rot in jail for 6 years till your trial comes up, okay? So you're going to get dealt with over there. There's some people going to get dealt with.
That's right.
And so now the oil prices tank, right? God has told us in the prophetic word that oil prices, OPEC, would no longer be needed, and that the oil prices would go down to the point where we'd have gas that would go to a dollar or below a gallon. Someone yesterday on Twitter tweeted out that prices of gas could go to $1 a gallon.
Well, because of this. And not only, let me interject this real quick, and let's keep talking, but President.